this husband and wife for many years. The wife would hear someone downstairs and was sure that it was a robber. And she would say, now go down and see what it is, see what it is.
有一次有一个妻子呢，她就听到好像楼下有人偷东西的声音，就跟先生说呢，赶快去看看是什么。
So time after time, he would go down, but there wasn't any robber.
可是好几次这个先生呢，就一直下去看，一直下去看，就没有看到。
Then one night again he said to her, she said to him, I hear something, I hear someone. Oh, he said, not again. She said, yes, I hear somebody.
然后有一次他的太太又再来一次说呢，我又听到了。他的先生说呢，又来了，又来了。
And
he went, 又这样讲了。
He went downstairs and sure enough, there was a robber with a gun.
这一次可是真的，当他下去的时候就看到一个啊来啊。偷东西然后拿着枪的一个小偷。
So the man helped himself and was getting ready to leave, and the robber helped himself, was getting ready to leave. The man said, "Oh, don't go yet."
但是呢，因为他听到主人下来就吓到就要走掉了，这个主人就说，不要走，先不要走。
And the robber looked at him as if he was crazy.
那这个小偷听到这样的，觉得好像有点奇怪，好以为他是疯了。
No, he said, I want you to go upstairs and meet my wife. She's been waiting for this for 20 years.
他说呢，我要你呢上去呢见见我的太太，她等你等了20年了，常常就知道说小偷要来。
They were waiting for the Messiah.
Who?
Everyone.
Okay, 好，每一个人在等着啊，救世主。
But there came a time when he did come.
等啊等的，他终于来了。
See, this morning I want to preach to you, and whenever I feel especially, it's on my heart, sometimes it's more difficult for me to get it over to you.
有时候我心里面越渴慕，心里面越热切要表达的呢，越难以来形容，来跟你们表达。
Because I feel like that this is the very essence of what it's all about.
因为这个实在是太有意义了，太重要了。
Let's look at Matthew 1:23.
我们看马太福音第一章二十三节，新约，你的圣经后面新约，马太福音第一章二十三节。马太第一章，第一章，对。二十三节，马太福音第一章二十三节，好，我们一起来念，来说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称她的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And we see here very in a very concise way that Jesus was born of a virgin.And that his name was called Emmanuel.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣要从童女而生，而他的名字叫做以马内利。
Now we often sing this.
我们常常唱以马内利这首歌。
And what it means is God is with us.
以马内利的意思是说神跟我们同在。
You see, for thousands of years, God was in the temple.
几千年来呢，神就是在会幕或者是在圣殿里面。
God had angels that came and gave messages to those on earth.
神的使者会来带给消息给我们听的人。
But now he's saying, in this little baby, I am with you now.
这一次这里说，上帝要借着一个婴儿跟我们同在。
Now, what is the implications of this? What does this really mean to you and I?
这个对你对我到底是什么意思呢？
You see, Jesus did not come to heal.
耶稣不是来到世上，目的是要医治人。
Healing was from the very compassion and the love within him.
耶稣所以会医治人，是因为里面的那种爱跟连续。
But that was not his prime reason.
但是这个绝对不是耶稣到世上来的主要目的。
Because you see, other men have been those that God has used to heal, to raise the dead. Not just Jesus.
因为除了耶稣之外，以前也有啊神兴起来医治或者叫死人复活的先知。
Elijah and Elisha both raised this child who had died.
以利沙两个人都啊叫人复活。
They did many miracles.
他们也行了很多神迹。
Actually, one that Elijah did seemed was just out of the desire to help. He was there at the school of the prophets.
那啊。Elijah, 以利沙呢？他本身呢？他只是那个时候是门徒先知门徒学校的啊，他的一个老师。
And they were building something, maybe another dwelling place.
那他们正在建一个东西，要住的房子。
And someone borrowed an axe.
那有人呢就借了一把斧头。
And as they were chopping the head of the axe.Flew off and went in the water.
没有想到借来的斧头呢，在砍的时候呢，那个头呢掉到这个水里面去。
The young man was so dismayed. He said, "Master, it was a borrowed head."
这个学生就很难过，很着急，说怎么办呢？这是借来的呢，掉下去了。
I'm afraid today, if that happened, the person might have said, "Well, I'm glad that wasn't mine."
那今天的时代呢，我们的想法就是呢，反正那不是我的，很高啊，我觉得那不是我的，很庆幸。
But Elisha put a stick in, and suddenly that heavy piece of metal came to the top and began to float.
但是伊丽莎丢了一个树枝下去之后呢，那个这个斧头就浮上来了。
So when it came to miracles, Jesus just performed more of those, and he did them as out of the love and compassion of his heart. So don't think he came.To heal.
所以类似这样的神迹事实上很多的，那耶稣也行了很多，但是不要以为耶稣来就是要医治要帮助人而已。
Actually, if we're not careful, we'll begin to look just for the healing side of Jesus, like many are doing today. Their services are just for healing, but that isn't what he came for. And so there's a different kind of healing, and so we mustn't take something like that and make that the very center of our religion.
所以如果我们不小心的话，我们不要变成就像那种医治的大会，医治的宣教大会，就只为了要得医治然后来参加聚会，不要变成一个医治的宗教。
Now he came to teach, you say.
当然耶稣到世上来他有教导。
He didn't come to teach.
但是他也不是为了教导而来。
Teaching was a part of his ministry that God sent him.
教导是神托付给他到世上来的他的这个事工之一。
Because God now was changing the emphasis from the law as a schoolmaster to the law now being part of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为上帝要把以前这种律法的这种教训呢转到恩典这边来，所以呢他需要用他的儿子来再次教导。
So Jesus needed to teach to explain this to the people.
所以从这个律法到恩典呢，耶稣需要来跟我们做一个诠释，做一个解释。
If you want to read something, read the 5th, 6th and 7th chapters of Matthew.
如果你想更清楚的话，你可以念马太福音五到七章之间。
Where Jesus took the Ten Commandments and the laws and the principles and put them down in such a little concise, very simple way.
耶稣把十条诫命在这三章里面呢，非常精简的，而且很具体的来解释这些律法。
Have you ever noticed how lawyers can take the simplest thing and make it so complex you don't even know what you're reading?
你知道一个律师可以把那个很简单的一条条例呢，把它呢弄得很复杂，然后以至于你听不懂他在讲什么。
But Jesus, he took the very things that sometimes were difficult and they had to put a lot of traditions on them and simply gave them to us.
耶稣却相反的把那些很复杂带着传统的这些条例把它弄得很简单明了，然后来告诉我们。
So really he did not come primarily to teach.
所以他也不是主要来教导的。
He came to be with us.
他来是要跟我们同在。
Now I'm talking now not about the world alone.
那我讲的不是只有在讲这个世界。
He came to be with us, you and me.
我讲的不是世界全人类，我讲的是跟你跟我同在。
You see, if he was just a healer, just a good teacher, it wasn't enough, and he wouldn't have been what he said he was.
如果耶稣只是一个好的老师，是一个很精明的医生的话，那这样就不够来成为他今天要成为的这样的一个事工。
It's you and I that shows the world that Christ and God is with us.
而且是借着你跟我，然后彰显给世界知道说神跟我们同在。
There was a woman one day that crashed a party or a dinner.
那有一次有一个妇女呢，在一个茶会里面。
She wasn't invited by any means.
那她呢？
No, they didn't invite her.
她没有被邀请，她就去了。
They invited Jesus. It was Simon. He invited Jesus home to his house to eat.
Okay, yeah. 那啊，在一个，对不起哈，我想到今天刚才讲过去哈。那耶稣呢被邀请到一个西门的家去吃饭，但是有一个人呢没有被邀请他来了。
And while those men, among them Pharisees and righteous men, were sitting there, a woman came into the room.
这个宴席呢，很多法利赛人、那宗教人士都聚在一起。就在这个时候，一个妇女走进来。
A woman that was not a woman that didn't have a very good reputation.
是一个没有好名誉的一个妇人。
They all knew her.
大家都知道她。
And as she came in, I believe, with a very humble pose, and she bent there.At the master's feet.
当这个妇女走进来的时候，一个很卑微、很自卑的一个态度呢，就俯伏在耶稣的面前。
And she began to weep.
然后开始哭。
She didn't have anything to clean the tears off of his feet, so she took her hair and wiped him off.
因为她哭呢，眼泪掉下来，也没有东西可以擦，只好拿她的这个长头发呢，来把这个眼泪擦掉。
She took out a little box with such good smelling perfume.
然后也拿出一瓶非常香的一个香膏。
She broke it and anointed his feet.
把它打破，然后来膏耶稣的脚。
She's believed to be the woman that it said in another scripture's name was Mary of Magdalene.
那这个妇女被印证是抹大拉的玛利亚。
Mary of Magdalene had 7 demons that dwelled within her.
她曾经有七个邪灵住在她的里面。
But when she came in contact with Jesus,
但是当她跟耶稣遇上的时候，
something happened in her life.
她的生命改变了。
God was revealed in her life.
神在她的生命里面启示她。
Mary left her trade.
这个玛利亚就改变了。
Mary began to follow Jesus and listen to his teachings and help to the physical needs of the disciples.
这个玛利亚呢，她就离开以前的生活，然后呢，开始听耶稣的教训，然后也开始帮助她的门徒。
As time went on, she knelt before the cross, no doubt with the women, and wept as the others did, as she saw her master being tormented and killed.
在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，这个玛利亚也在场，她非常的难过，看着耶稣被钉。
It was Mary that on the first day of the morning after of the resurrection that came to the tomb. And there she wept and wept before a man that she thought was the gardener and said, Listen, if you know where they took the master, let me know and I will go and get him.
这个玛利亚也是那个第一个跑到耶稣的坟墓去要探坟墓的这样的一个妇女，但是呢她看不到耶稣，所以她就很着急的问一个出现他面前的人，他以为是那个在看守墓园的，说：“先生啊，如果你把我的主人带走的话，请告诉我在哪里，我要看他。”
And Jesus spoke her name. He said, "Mary."
耶稣就叫他名字说玛利亚。
She knew it was him.
他马上听得出来是耶稣的。
And then Jesus said to her, "I want you to go now and tell the disciples that I am going back to my Father." And your father.
然后耶稣交代玛利亚说：“现在告诉我，去告诉我的门徒，因为我要回去父那里，也是你的父亲那里。”
I'm going back to my God and your God.
我要回去我的神，也是你的神那里。
The first missionary, the first person to be able to go and spread the gospel to the disciples that Christ had risen.
第一个 去向大家报告耶稣复活的宣教士就是玛利亚，耶稣复活了。
Was a prostitute that had seven demons in her, but when Jesus came, he changed her life, and God was revealed in her.
曾经是一个妓女，而且呢，里面有邪灵啊，在占有她的身体、她的生命。那现在呢，她是一个神所启示、神跟她同在的一个宣教士。
Jesus and the disciples went across the lake.
当他们啊，耶稣带着门徒要过湖的时候
，And as they got out of the boat, here came a man, that lived among the tombs, that was so strong that when they chained him, he could break the fetters and the chains, and he was utterly, his mind was utterly, tormented, and he was a tormented.deranged man.
耶稣带着门徒过了湖，然后上了岸之后，碰见有一个人在这个墓园当中呢，然后手脚被链着，非常力气非常的大的一个我们认为是疯了的人。
I worked my way through Bible College.
那我自己呢啊，念过圣经学院。
And they had a mental institute not far from our college.
在我们那个学校的旁边不远呢，有一个这种精神。我们讲神经病院哈。
And some of the students would work there to pay their way to school.
所以我们有很多学生就到那里去打工。
So I thought to myself, well, I can do that.
我就想说，哎，这是好机会，我可以做。
And I went and I started the first day I started was training, and we were to have training for I don't know how many days.
那我们需要首先需要先进入这种训练的啊这个过程。
But because I was going to school during the mornings, they allowed me to begin working after the first day of training at night.
那因为我需要上学的时候，他们就让我容许我晚上第一个晚上啊才训练。
I can't tell you how I felt.
那我没有办法跟你形容我是怎么样的感受。
I remember seeing sights I had never seen.
看了一些我从来没有看过的景象。
And one of the nurses, she said, "Come on, come on with me. You have to help me hold this woman down while I give her the needle."
这个护士有一个护士跑过来，我赶快跟我去，我要帮一个病人打针，你要帮我抓住她。
Don't let her scratch you.
不要让他抓到你哦。
So I'm holding her.
所以我就抓着他。
The nurse gives her the needle.
然后护士就把这个针打下去。
And the nurse goes off, and there I am still holding her.
那护士走了，我就这样抓着他。
I didn't know what to do.
我不晓得该怎么办。
I worked 3 days.
3天之后，我这样工作了3天之后。
On the third day, I was standing in the hall.And a large group of them were coming down the steps.
那第三天呢，我站在走廊的时候呢，有一群人走下来。
And they wanted to go through this door where I was standing.
那我站在那里，他们要经过我过我，然后出门去。
I thought, well, what's in that door? Where's that door lead? Outside?
那我就想说，哎，那个门是要去哪里呀？
I couldn't let them all out. That was against the law.
那个门是一出去就墙外了，那我不能让他们这样出去。
And there I stood. I didn't know what to do. And they're all getting agitated at me, you know.
那他们就一直要过去，然后我站在不晓得该怎么办。
And finally, one of the mental men,
其中有一个病人
came over to me and he said,Don't be afraid.
一个病人拍我的肩说：“你不要怕哈。”
I thought that was the time to quit.
我想该是我辞掉这个工作的时候了。
But let me tell you, until you have seen someone in that mental agony and he was unclothed. His hair, no doubt, was long and matted. He was a pitiful sight. But as soon as he saw Jesus, he came running over.Well, most of us would run the other way. But he came running over and fell at the feet of Jesus.
这个时候耶稣跟门徒见到这个被铁链住的这个啊精神有问题这个人呢
Now, this,
他可能是长头发啊很难看而且没有穿衣服。大部分人看到这群人可能就跑掉了哈但是呢他跑到耶稣的面前来。
This is very interesting.
这是很有趣的。
Because you see, it shows us here that the demons are terribly afraid.Of Jesus.
这里可以证明说魔鬼撒旦呢他们对于耶稣呢是很害怕的。
For it wasn't that man worshiping him.
并不是那个病人在崇拜在敬拜耶稣。
It was the demons inside of him crying out to Jesus, don't harm us, don't harm us.
是里面啊，在里面占有那个邪灵呢，他赶快跟耶稣说呢，不要伤害我们，不要伤害，他们怕耶稣。
They pleaded that he would put them into the pigs that were there, but don't send them to the
apes. 他们甚至要求耶稣呢，好不好，把我们送到这个猪群里面去，不要把我们送到火湖去。
We see then Jesus said, "What's your name?"
耶稣就问他说，你叫什么名字？
And the voice that came out said, "Legion."
里面的声音回答说，群，一群。
Which meant many, many.
意思是说很多。
This was a demon-possessed man who had no control of himself at all.
这是一个被很多这个啊邪灵附身的一个人，他自己没有办法控制自己，他不是失控了。
But Jesus cast the demons out.
耶稣就把这个邪灵赶出去。
And then we see him a little later, all clothed and in his right mind, sitting there saying, "Jesus, let me follow you. Let me go with you."
马上我们就看到这个人改变了，衣服穿得整整齐齐的，然后呢，对着耶稣说呢，我现在想要跟随你。他都一下都清醒了。
You see, that's why his name was Emmanuel. That's why they were saying, God within us. He changes the lives of men and women.
就是为什么我们说神是以马内利的神，他改变我们，他跟我们同在。
There was another one.
另外一个。
Was a businessman.
这是一个商人。
Dorothy was telling me that her son was working in Washington in a certain thing.Trying to make some extra money.
那我曾经跟妈咪说呢，啊，雅各就是我们的儿子哈。
And he had to deal with the businessman.
在华盛顿地方呢，
probably the
那因为他需要打工，所以呢，他就去啊，就是跟一群商人在一起工作。
Maybe even some of the politicians, I don't know.
那可能也有一些啊，政治上的一些背景。
But he said to her the other day, he said, "Mom, I don't like that job because I don't like those men."
这次回来，他就跟我说：“妈妈，我不喜欢那个环境，我不喜欢那些商人。”
He said those businessmen are so dishonest.
他说他们非常的狡诈，他们非常不诚实。
They try to get all kinds of things free. They try to cheat people.
能欺骗就欺骗，能赚就赚。
And I thought Zacchaeus fit that. Zacchaeus is a businessman.
撒该就是这样的一个人。
Oh, he was a little guy. He was sort of short.
他的身高不高。
And it tells us that one day, you know, he was probably very curious, and he heard that this man named Jesus was coming through.
有一天，当他听到耶稣要从那里经过的时候，他心里可能很好奇。
Now he was not a loved man in that community. The people hated him.
在他的四周围，百姓是很恨他的。
Because he was a Jew, number one.
首先，他是一个犹太人。
Collecting the taxes from them to give to Rome.
那么，身为一个犹太人呢，他向自己的百姓来啊拿钱来交给罗马政府。
And they also knew he was a one that would cheat.
那他们知道说这个撒该呢是很欺诈的一个人。
So Zacchaeus saw a tree right hanging over where the road was going.
那撒该知道耶稣要过来，看到一棵树。
And he began to climb up that tree.
他就爬上了树上去。
And when he got there, maybe the leaves, you know, sort of hid him, but he had a wonderful view.
一方面呢，可以让这个树也把自己，对不起哈，挡起来。然后呢，从这个树的这个叶子当中呢，也可以看到耶稣。
He would see Jesus coming.
那他们看着耶稣过来。
He would see him as he stood under, as he went under the tree, and he'd see him as he was going.
然后他看着耶稣走过来，而且经过他这棵树要向前走。
I think he felt pretty satisfied with himself.
所以他已经很满意了，我已经看到耶稣了。
But as Jesus came along, it would happen that Jesus stopped under that tree.
问题是耶稣没有这样走掉，他就停在那里，然后就停在那个。
Yeah, I really don't know what was in the mind of Zacchaeus.
这个时候我不晓得撒该心里在想什么。
He might have said, "Oh no, there he is, right underneath me. I got a good view now."
他可能啊想说，哦，我现在看得很清楚了。
But suddenly Jesus looked up in the tree.
没有想到耶稣把头抬起来看着上面。
And Zacchaeus probably thought then, "Oh, I've got caught."
这个时候撒该想说，糟糕了，我被识透，被抓到了，被逮到了。
And then Jesus called him by name.
耶稣叫他的名字。
He never met Zacchaeus.
他从来没有见过啊撒该。
You see, my friends, Jesus calls us by name.
你要知道，耶稣对每一个人来称你的名字，叫你的
名字。Every one of our names. He knows every hair on our head.
每一个人的名字，耶稣都认识，而且他数过你头上的头发。
He's very familiar with you.
他对你是很熟的。
You haven't done a thing that he doesn't know about.
任何你所做的事，没有一件事耶稣不知道的。
But the precious way he treated this man.
那他对于这个撒该呢，非常对他的态度呢，非常的特别。
If it was you and I, we look up there and we say, "Oh, that Zacchaeus, that old louse."
他这么一叫，可能大家都抬头看，哦，是那个撒该。
I, why, there he is. That's the cheater. That's the one the town hates. I don't blame him.
他们心目中的这个撒该呢，是这个讹诈人的，是一个坏人。
But that wasn't what Jesus did at all.
但是耶稣不是在这里责备他。
He said, "Zacchaeus, you come down."
他说撒该下来。
And I'm going to have dinner with you today.
今天我要去你家跟你吃饭。
And old Zacchaeus, I don't really know what happened to him.
我也不晓得怎么一回事。
But something happened into his heart when Jesus spoke to him.
但是不管怎么样，当耶稣叫他名字跟他这样说的时候呢，撒该改变了。
He came down and the first thing he said was, Lord, half of my goods I'm going to give to the poor.
他第一句话说呢，主啊，我呢把我所有的一半要去啊救济穷人。
And if I've taken anything, Lord, I'm going to give it back four times as much.
就说以前我讹诈谁呢，我就四倍还他。
Isn't it surprising how God knows where our sin lies, the besetting sin in our life?
你知道说当我神知道我们里面的这些罪的问题的时候，你很惊讶吗？
Zacchaeus became a new man in Christ.
撒该成为一个在基督里一个新造的人。
You see, that was God revealing himself to the world in us.
这就是神借着啊他自己来向我们世人显现启示。
Well, now you might say, well, most of these actually, they were pretty bad people. They needed the Lord.
或许你说这些人呢都是有问题的，都是很糟糕，他们当然需要主。
One day Jesus was coming down to the lakeside.
当耶稣有一天来到湖边的时候，
and there were some men there cleaning their nets.
那有些人呢在那里啊洗网。
And he said, "Can I go on the boat and pull out the shore a little ways? I'm going to talk to the people."
耶稣说，可不可以借一下你这个船，让我呢这样子到岸边，然后跟大家说话。
And Jesus began to teach from that boat.
耶稣就在船上来教导。
Now that boat belonged to Peter, Simon Peter.
这船呢是彼得的。
And after Jesus spoke, he said, Simon, pull out in the deep and cast your nets.
当耶稣说完之后，就跟彼得说呢，把你的船呢开出去，然后呢让你去抓一些鱼。
He said, Master, we have fished all night and caught nothing.
彼得说，耶稣啊，我们整晚劳力都没有打到什么。
But because of who you are, I will.
但是因为是你，所以呢，我就听你的话，做一次吧。
And he went out and he threw his net over.
把船开出去，把网子抛下去。
And the fish began to go in, and there was more and more and more until the boat sort of tilted. And he cried out to the other fishermen, "Hurry, come on out!" And lo and behold, his net broke.
这个网呢，网到很多很多的鱼呢，多到呢，这个网都破掉了，就请他来帮忙。
He fell on his knees.
这个时候，彼得跪下来。
He said, "Go away from me, Lord."
他说：“主啊
，I'm a sinner.
离开我，我是一个罪人。
Simon Peter, being there with the Master, seeing the Master's great powers, and recognizing this was God that has come with us.He said, "I am a sinner."
西门彼得这样子之后呢，他马上知道说这是神跟我们同在的一个启示。他马上承认说我是一个罪人。
I don't think Peter was a bad man.
我不认为彼得是一个坏人。
It would seem maybe he had a hot temper.
或许他有一个很暴烈的个性。
And he might have been a little bossy.
有时候呢就比较。啊 ，boss 怎么讲比较好？比较霸道，比较霸道，对，比较霸道。OK， 谢谢。
But I don't think he probably was like the others.
但是呢，不像其他的。
But he needed God to be revealed in him.
他也需要 神自己来向他启示。
And we see that Jesus changed the life of this man.
我们就看到耶稣改变了这个人。
And he said, Simon, you'll no longer catch fish, you're going to catch men.
所以耶稣就跟他说呢，彼得啊，你不再打鱼了，你要得到人像得鱼一样。
God came to us, and he came to man that he might reveal himself in us. To the power of his son.
神到人间把自己彰显启示跟我们同在。
You might say to me then, well, they still were sinners. But I want to tell you about a religious man.
那或许你说呢，这彼得还是一个，还是一个罪人，那我可能不是。
He was very proud of his religion.
那我要提到另外一个人是一个宗教家，他曾经对自己的宗教非常的感到荣幸。
Studied the law diligently.
他对这个宗教的律法呢，可是很精明。
We see him now as the one that says, I'm going to get rid of the Christians.
他是那一个想要除掉所有基督徒的人。
He was a good Pharisee.
他是一个好的法利赛人。
A good part of the Sadducees, and he hated the Christians.
那他在当初在那个时候呢，他是一个很有名誉的一个宗教家，他很恨基督徒。
Why did he hate the Christians?
为什么他要恨基督徒呢？
Maybe one of them had told him, "You know what Christ said to us one time, Saul."
那或许有人跟他说，扫罗啊，你知道吗？有一次耶稣怎么讲？
No, said Saul. What did he say?
他说什么了？
Why, he said that the harlots and the robbers and the thieves would get into heaven before we would.
因为耶稣有一次竟然说呢，那些强盗、那些罪人呢，会比我们先进天堂。
That would have been insulting.
哇，这个对这些宗教家可是一个很大的侮辱。
But he was going to do something about this. He was going to get rid of the Christians.
所以扫罗一听到这个呢，他就很愤慨。他说呢，他就是自己就说我一定要除掉这基督徒。
And he diligently put himself to the job.
然后呢，把自己呢就投进去了，要来好好的除掉基督徒。
He did well in Jerusalem, and then he heard that there were those who had gone on to Damascus, and there was a group of them in Damascus.
在耶路撒冷，首先他就下手了。之后呢，他听说有一群跑到大马色去了。
And so now we see that he's on the road to Damascus.
所以他从耶路撒冷就要赶到大马色去除基督徒的时候呢，在路上。
Now in one scripture, Paul talked about where Jesus was resurrected, and one person saw him first, and that was Mary.
那有一次呢 ，I'm sorry. Okay.
Mary saw him the day of resurrection. He was buried. He rose again. You know, Mary saw him on the day of.
Okay, 那刚就刚才讲的就是那个抹大拉玛利亚是第一个看到耶稣复活的。
He didn't say it was Mary, but then he said, "I was seen of the 12 disciples."
那他看到，他说看到十二个门徒。
And as Jesus went on, he was seen of 500 at one time.
然后十二个门徒看到他之后呢，有五百多个人看到复活的耶稣。
But he said, last of all, he was seen by me. I was out of what I guess you would say he was born out of due time. He was not, that he didn't see him during the time the others did.
保罗写这样的意思是说呢，在第一个人看到耶稣复活，在五百多人看到耶稣复活之后呢，我是那个最后一个。我不是在那一段时间看到，可是我是最后一个看到耶稣的。
It was on the road to Damascus where this man that was filled with hate was traveling.
那就在他要上大马色的路上的时候。
He didn't travel alone because they didn't travel alone in those days. There were too many bandits.
在那个时候呢，要旅行呢，都会有好几个人在一起成队，因为呢有很多强盗。
And he said, suddenly there came a great light and it shone until.I was knocked off of my horse.
突然间，圣经说有一个大光，以至于这个扫罗呢，从他的骑的这个牲畜上面就掉下去了，光太刺眼了。
I saw this great light.
他见了大光。
So light, it was so bright it blinded him.
太亮了，以至于呢使他的眼睛瞎了。
And he said, then I heard a voice.
然后他听到个声音。
And he said, I heard the voice say, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
那个声音这样说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么你要逼迫我
？”He said, "Who are you, Lord?"
扫罗马上问说：“你是谁啊
？”He said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Why do you keep kicking against the thorns?
为什么你要用脚去踢刺呢？耶稣问他。
You see, everyone that is kicking against Christianity today, they're just kicking against thorns.
你要知道，只要是对于基督徒、基督教有这种要逼迫或者排斥的话，那只于等于是在用脚踢刺一样。
You go into banks, you go into schools now, you go into stores, and you see plenty of Happy Hanukkah, and you'll see Santa Claus, and you'll see the tree, but you won't see anything about the Son of God at all.
今天在这个时代，美国的地方，不管你去学校、银行、公共场所，你可以看到 Hanukkah 这个犹太人的节期的记号，你可以看到圣诞老公公，你绝对看不到耶稣。
We're kicking against the priest.
所以这个时候，这个国家也是一样，是用脚在踢刺。
Do you see what we're raising today? Do you see what the world is coming to today? You see the great fear that is gripping the world today? They're kicking against the
priest. 看到这个时代吗？你看到这个时候大家心里的惶恐吗？事实上，大家是在大家是在这个用脚踢刺。
And from that day on, Paul became a mighty worker for our Lord Jesus Christ.
从那一天之后，保罗就成为一个为神为主效力的。一个非常有力的一个宣教士。
It was he who took the gospel to the West and to every place, tried to set up churches and communicate and even tried to win the Jews, but he was sent to the Gentiles.
保罗他在把这个福音呢传到西方，也在犹太人之间传福音，然后呢他就是那个把福音传到外邦人当中的一个使徒。
You see what it was? God was being revealed in another one.
因为主耶稣神自己向保罗显现。
I have watched, I have seen down through the years God's change in the lives of people.
几年来我看着耶稣神改变人的生命，人的生活。
A young girl in China that cleaned the floors in the factory.
在大陆我碰到一个在工厂里面就是扫地的这样的一个工友。
And she told us the story of getting saved and what God had done in her heart.
她亲自告诉我神怎么样来改变她。
God revealed in her.
神向她显现启示。
I think of the young woman in China that was saved when she was 17 and has written over 900 songs crying out her thanksgiving to God and her love for him and her country.
当我想到这个17岁的小女孩少女然后写了900多首的爱主的诗。
I could see her mother and father as they had them on the tape and the father said it had to be God.
以至于呢他的父母亲一听就想说这个一定是神做的。
You see, when they said call him Emmanuel, they didn't have any idea what they were going to experience by God being with us.
当神说他的名字叫以马内利的时候我们实在是出我们想象的到底神会用什么方法跟我们同在。
And this morning, you and I can actually feel like the two men that were on the Emmaus Road. And as they walked along with Jesus, and as he ate with them, and then he disappeared, and they said, but couldn't you feel the burning in our hearts?
今天早上我们几乎可以想象体验到那两个门徒呢跟复活后的耶稣他们还不知道在路上一面走一面谈然后一起吃之后呢他们说奇怪我们的心里面好像很火热
His love that changes us
他的爱在里面改变他们
His love that can take our hate that we've carried for so many years and change it to that which can forgive
他的爱可以把你里面已经储藏很久的这些恨然后转成爱他可以给我们宽恕
We could go down the list and list and list of different ones, even in history, that Christ came into their lives and revealed himself and God to the world through them.
从历史上我可以跟你讲很多很多很多的例子告诉你怎么样耶稣跟这个人的生命在一起神向他显现来改变他。
One of the old church writers named Jerome, He decided he was going to go to Bethlehem to stay a while so he could contemplate and think about Christ.
有一次有一个很有名的作者呢，他想要到伯利恒去，在那里呢做一种好像啊思考，然后在那里能够写更深刻的一些文章。
And he had a dream that was so very real.
他就梦到了一个很真实的梦。
He said, I could see him and I thought, oh, let me get all my money. And he said, I got all my money together. I had there and I said, Lord, here's my money.
那这个梦是这样子的哈，他就好像看到主非常真实，然后他就把自己所有的钱都拿他面前来。
Jesus said, I don't want that.
耶稣说我不要你的钱。
He gathered up all of his goods there and he laid them down and fed his feet and said, here I give you all that I have.
把他所有旁边所有的那些啊，他所拥有的东西也拿到耶稣面前，主啊，这个给你。
He said, I don't want those goods.
耶稣说那些我也不要。
He said, well, what do you want?
那主啊，你到底要什么？
He said, I want your sins.
他说呢，我要的是要你的 your sins.
S-I-N.
我要 把你的罪拿掉。我要你的罪，我要把你的罪拿掉。
Maybe you don't understand what sin is.
你知道罪是什么吗？
We were born with it.
我们是生下来就带出来的。
It's what makes us hateful at times.
那就是为什么让你会有恨。
It's what makes us, you know, calculating at times.
有时候呢
，makes good businessmen out.
有时候呢，会让你很精明。
Sin is what keeps the family from having good relationships.
这个罪性也会让你跟家庭的关系破裂。
Sin is what caused you when you were very little to try to lie your way out of things.
罪性会让你很小就懂得怎么样去
掩饰说谎。Jesus said we were all born in sin.
圣经告诉我们世人都犯了罪。
And he said all I want is your sin.
所以耶稣对这个人说呢，我要的是你的罪。
And I want to tell you when you come to Christ, you don't come like you're really something. You know, you really feel like you're a pretty good person.
我要告诉你，任何人要亲近主耶稣，你不需要认为说我很好，所以呢，我有什么可，所以我要来靠近主耶稣，你不需要。
Each one of these I've talked about to you humbled themselves before.
刚才我讲过的这些人呢，都到一个地步需要在神的面前。
Each one of them realized that in themselves they needed a revelation of God.
这些人自己心里都深深晓得，他们需要神的显现，神的启示。
And as they humbled themselves and were broken and contrite and asked Him to forgive them and come into their heart, their lives were changed.
当他们忧伤破碎的时候，就求神原谅，然后求神进入他们的心里面。
He loves us, folks.
神非常爱我们。
And he came to be revealed in us.
他来是要向我们显现启示。
Isn't that a privilege?
这不是我们的荣幸吗？
Today they like to make us Christians feel like we're a little stupid. Something wrong with us.
很多人世界上的看法呢，认为好像基督徒是脑筋有问题的。
That if you're a Christian, you can't have much mental abilities.
基督徒都是那些不能够想事情的，那个这个脑筋的能力不好。
But let me tell you, it's the greatest privilege God has given to man is to reveal Himself in us.
但是对人最大的荣幸是神自己向我、向你来显现。
You see, someday when we sing in heaven of the redemptive power of Jesus Christ, the angels will have to fold their wings. They'll not be able to sing with us because they won't know what it was to be redeemed through the blood of our Lord Jesus.
有一天你在天上的时候，你要知道，虽然天使在神的四周围，他们没有办法体验我们的经验，我们这种被拯救，从罪里把我们救出来这种经验，天使是没有的，只有我们有，然后我们可以来敬拜神。
To have our life changed.
他来让我们的生命改变。
It thrills my heart every time I think about it.
每一次我想，我心里就很兴奋。
When I recognize what it really is, the proof is in the pudding, the proof is in mankind, that Christ is God's Son.
每一次在人的生命里面，你就印证耶稣正是神的儿子。
I trust this Christmas season, though we can enjoy all that we have about us. I like my good meal. I fixed up my Christmas tree. I decorated a little bit. I bought a few gifts already. I enjoy those things.
当然我也很享受这种、啊、季节里面的买礼物啦或者是 装饰我们的家里啦我很享受。
You know, in the Old Testament, God loved to see his people have feasts. He would call feasts and they weren't for one day lots of times. They were for 6 days many times. Can you imagine that? Most of us be rolling on the ground with throats.
事实上在旧约时代你也看到哈。啊，这种宴席呢，在一起欢乐的宴席呢，有时候持续到六天哈，这个是不得了的。
But don't forget the main thing is that Christ is being revealed in you.
但是不要忘记最重要的，耶稣曾经到世上来，跟我们同在，向我们显现，多大的荣幸。
And if there's anyone here this morning that you don't know him,
如果今天早上当中有人还不认识他。
He knows you.
他却认识你。
Do you think you're here by accident today?
你以为你到这里来是偶然的吗？
No, no.
不是的。
In God's provisions and his workings in your life, he put your footsteps this way without you even realizing.
是神自己预先就已经定了你的脚步，就已经在预备，就在吸引你。
He allows you to hear about his son.
他容许你听到他儿子的名字。
He gives you every opportunity to allow him to come in and reveal himself.In your life.
他给你各种机会让你接受他对你的显现。
Don't miss it.
绝对不要错过。
You know, God really cares about us. When he dwells within us, we're never alone.
神实在是、啊、他真是看顾关心我们，因为当他跟我们同在的时候，你就不孤单了，你就不是孤独的了。
Oh, the human may sometimes feel a little lonely, but inside we're never alone.
但是人的心有时候会有一点点那种落寞孤单的感觉，但是呢，只要神跟你同在，你绝对不是孤单的。
And so for this Christmas, allow him to be revealed through you.
在这个圣诞节的时候，容许主耶稣向你启示，向你显现，跟你同在。
God bless you.
神祝福我们。